70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. The fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. This happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately 1/2 mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. And a state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be the hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse osmosis
to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. Just $30 a month on a 5G-ready network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Limited time offer ends 4/30/20. Standard high-speed data allotment on all redemptions thereafter. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 1 month equals 30 days, plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a 4-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Start a new week out, right? 272-9228. That's where we are. Who's on one?
Cinderella.
The Cinderella?
Yeah. Pumpkin and everything.
How many shoes does she have? One or glass slippers? She both, maybe. Cinderella, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're great. How are you, and how's the ball?
Everything's fine.
That's good.
Everything's fine. Still hadn't found that other shoe yet.
Uh-oh.
That delivery.
Yeah. Go to shoe session.
Been waiting a while, but anyway. wondering if you guys have heard the latest. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh a minute ago. He just announced that he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
No, I had not heard that.
I just saw it break on my phone, yeah.
Really sad, really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Lung cancer is a very serious cancer.
It is. It really is. Well, Just wanted to bring that to you in case you had not heard it. Hey, can I get in Sweet Creek?
No. Of course you can, okay. Cinderella. Cinderella, give me your month and day of birth, not year.
12/18.
Cinderella just had a birthday about 6 weeks ago. How was your birthday
there? I did. It was wonderful.
What made it so good? Was it the cake? Was it the champagne? Was it the dinner? Was it the flowers?
It's all of that above, plus knowing that I am just mere days away from retiring.
Really? So what are you going to do when you grow up and retire?
Pretty much whatever I want to.
Okay, I want to be like you when I grow up.
I've worked hard for it.
There you go. Are you a state employee?
Oh, Lord, no. No, I've been in outside sales for all my life.
Really?
And, yeah, so.
And you're not going to miss
something.
It?
I'll miss a little bit of it, but I tell you what. I'm going to find something to do because I'm not one just to sit around. I can't do that and watch TV. I just can't do that.
Yeah.
But it will be something with absolutely zero responsibility. I can promise you that.
Amen.
Like I said, I want to be like you when I grow up, Cinderella.
Yeah. I'm tired of this responsibility stuff, you know?
I hear that all the time.
Yep.
You want somebody else to be in control, don't you?
Please.
There you go.
Please. I will gladly hand over the reins.
I've heard that before, too. Cinderella, thank you so very, very much.
Well, keep up the good work, Dan. I count on you every day to keep us informed.
Really? So you listen to us every single day?
Every single day.
Joey, Cinderella needs a life.
I was about to say, that explains a few things, Cinderella.
That's why she doesn't want anything with responsibility. So you just drive around, do sales calls, and listen to the show?
I do. Pretty much. I have got a big territory, so I have the app on my phone. I use the app when I'm out of town, out of range.
Do you mind me asking what type of sales you do?
It's a specialty kind of insurance.
How specialty?
It is so special that it's only in one industry.
Okay, so my curiosity is driving me peaking here.
I'm not giving it up.
So you have a territory, and it's an exclusive territory.
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with mortgage insurance?
Lord, no.
Okay, Cinderella, you piqued my interest, my dear.
One day when we run into each other, I'll explain it.
Is that when you say run into each other, are you talking about actually your car hitting my car, or are you talking about actually running into each other, say, at a store?
Oh, not literally with my car. We've run into each other in restaurants and places of that nature.
We have before?
Yes. You bought me a beer once, Dan.
I bought you a beer once?
You did.
She's got a cute little laugh. She bought you a beer one day. Where were we when I bought you that beer?
It used to be a wing place out at Hampstead.
Oh, yeah. I used to love that place. Yeah, we would do the demo show, get together for wings.
Yes.
That
was great
fun. God, I know. I miss those wings. He did a great job with those things.
He sure did.
Yeah, I had some wings that were not so good on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
I know. We need him back.
Well, I mastered wings in my air fryer, so I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, so you're doing the healthy thing. If you are making up the difference at the other side of the ledger.
See. Well, just Cinderella, gives me more opportunity, right?
There you go. I hope we do run into each other. I'll buy you another beer.
Sounds like a plan to me, Dan.
Thanks, Cinderella. You have a great day.
You too now.
Ta-ta.
Y'all be good.
Steve Bannon. Bloomberg and Bernie in the polls. Bernie in the polls.
So the president tweeted last night, Mini Mike is now negotiating both to get on the Democratic primary debate stage and to have the right to stand on boxes or a lift during the debates. This is something sometimes done, but not fair. Do you think that's why
they... I love the way the President Trump can get personal very quickly.
Do you think that's why they changed the rules? Because he gave $100 million to the DNC last year, and he's pledging up to $2 billion.
Absolutely.
That's why they changed
the
rules.
He's doing a leverage buyout of the Democratic Party. In the centrist, the Wall Street faction, the global corporatists, they understand Joe Biden. Joe Biden's performance in Iowa has been pathetic. And if you watch it closely, only two-thirds of the things are full. The little VF halls, they're full. He's not on point. He can't bring the heat. They understand Mayor Pete, a town mayor from Indiana, is not going to be president. There's no centrist candidate. That's why Bloomberg's money's coming in to get him more stature. Now, he's not going to be the nominee, I don't think, and there's no chance he could beat Trump.
Are we going to see a brokered convention? Where is this going? Hillary Clinton's not done talking about Bernie Sanders. In a podcast, she says, it's not my experience from 2016 that he's going to unite the party. Nobody trusts him. You can't work with him. I mean, she's still trashing Bernie Sanders.
Bloomberg's money and Clinton in a brokered convention, the centrists will look to Clinton to save the party, as I've said, when they don't have a centrist and the specter. Remember, Bernie Sanders is AOC. Bernie Sanders is AOC's third term. It just happens to be the first. Bernie's surge has come since Bernie's been back in Washington on the impeachment trial. It's AOC in Iowa. She has taken over that wing of the Democratic Party, or the Socialist Party. They're really not Democrats. Remember, she said in any other country in the world, Joe Biden and I wouldn't be in the same party. Mm-hmm. So she's taken over the Socialists. She's become the mini rock star out there as they've gone around. That Bernie surge, and the Bernie and the AOC people should understand something. When they get to the bottom of what happened on this poll, Bernie would have been up. This was completely of the Democratic apparatus and guys like Bloomberg to try to suppress what you're doing as left-wing populist.
Okay, when he says that Bernie was up, I mean, we're going to know tonight whether Bernie's up or not. I mean, I think Bernie is up. I mean, when you take that number, I mean, I counted six polls that had shown the trend line moving towards Bernie. Again, we're not as focused on the number, we're focused on the trend line. Trend line seems to be in his favor. The question is, who's going to come in second, third, and fourth? And what happens to Elizabeth and what happens to Mayor Pete, former Mayor Pete? And where does Biden land? Biden lands third. He's going to have a little bit of a problem here.
Oh, and Biden just, the more I watch him, the less impressive.
He is cracking up.
It's not good. And he's the one, if you had to put bets down, that's going to have a Howard Dean moment where he just goes too over the top in a weird way and it'll sink his campaign despite his legacy being up there in D.C. They're just in so much trouble.
I hate to say this, and I had somebody who knows something about this. He really is kind of showing some signs of age, where the memory forgetting and the kind of synapse kind of all of a sudden just disconnects and can't remember where he was in the sentence 2 seconds ago, 2 minutes ago. That's not a good sign. And he is running a light schedule. He's not doing big crowds. He's not doing things that you have to have a lot of mental engagement of, and he's still not able to deliver with it. So we'll see in the proverbial fullness of time. Let's stay on with Steve Bannon on the coronavirus.
President trying to secure the country as we see more incidents around the coronavirus. Joe Biden attacked the president for what the president is trying to do.
The president took really heroic and very smart action on Friday to try to make sure that we're in helping the Chinese people, because this is number one. The Chinese people need assistance here, okay? And the Chinese government needs assistance. The Chinese people are the victims of this. This is a horrific pandemic that's broken out in central China. They're trying to quarantine essentially anywhere from 70 to 90 million people. That has never happened in human history before. They need all the assistance they can get. What President Trump's trying to do and all the nations around the world is make sure that this pandemic does not spread to other countries. And he took heroic and smart action to protect the American people, but also to help the Chinese. Biden today, and this shows you how I think he's lost his step and is not really on top of things, doesn't understand the complexity here, because it's a very complex situation. He called the president, fell into hysteria, was a xenophobic, nativist, and he's absolutely dead wrong. What the president of the United States did is what the head of this virus fighter in Hong Kong, Dr. Gabriel Leung, who's the top virus fighter, he recommended these actions on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the president took them on Friday. The president also showed his team. He has a very strong team of people throughout the government. They're up there on stage the other day. So we're attacking this wholeheartedly. He actually became a war president on Friday on the war against this virus.
That was good. And Joe Biden did mess up on that. I mean, it's basically what happens. He fell into the problem of what has Donald Trump done wrong today? And he just took something that he did and said it was wrong and didn't know what in the heck he was talking about. And some other Democrats did the same thing, particularly some senatorial Democrats. Not a smart move at all. Now, it's going to be interesting here where Steve Bannon is going to hit the coronavirus with globalization. This is an interesting spin.
This is hitting us nonetheless. You've got company after company shutting down businesses in and around China. Obviously, Wuhan is totally closed down. Is this going to impact the global economy? Look at this major sell-off we had in the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, because people are worried that the first quarter, write it off in China, right off the first quarter, that's going to hit the U.S., isn't it?
Listen, this is the downside of globalization. This is why President Trump's been talking about economic nationalism. This is why people today, Bank of America had this analysis of multinational corporations looking at localism, bringing jobs back to their own home thing. The downside of globalization has just-in-time inventory. The issue is this interlocking distribution chain you have also has certain security risks to it, not just national security, you have health security. And that's what we're seeing. And so China right now, the major industrial center of China outside of southern China is in complete lockdown. And so quarantine, they've extended the Golden Week for another week, but the schools
in Hong
Kong.
But is this going to hit the U.S. economy right before the election?
Here's what I think.
President, too, about the economy here.
Here's what I think people ought to start focusing right now is the third quarter. In China, if they don't open these factories, if they don't start to drop these quarantines in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have real impact.
That it will. And as I said, when Joey asked the question on Friday, the stock market reaction was because of the coronavirus and the trade and economic issue. Because if all of a sudden you get China really in bad shape, it has a negative effect on a lot of other things. News Talk 93.1 going to be back with more right after this.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hey!
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1.
WACV. 272-9228. That's where we are.
You're the best thing.
On a Monday.
And only with her. Reputations changeable. Situations tolerable.
Okay, let's pop up a couple more of these here before we get to the Trump interview, which I thought was interesting. Let's listen in to Kevin McCarthy and his talking to folks. And we're right now in a window that the Republicans that are out there talking are doing a great job of really hitting good talking points, but it doesn't sound like the seesaw stuff that you hear from the Democrats where they're all saying the exact same thing. They change it up just enough where they're getting all the edges rounded off to get the point across. Kevin McCarthy on the Trump acquittal for life.
Take us back to what just took place.
Well, the Senate just had their vote on witnesses. That's pretty much going to be the end of this. The president's going to be acquitted for life. Nancy Pelosi needs to know that. But what it really is happening right now, you're going to see a real change in the Democratic Party. There are two internal civil wars going on. There's many Democrats in the House that are telling me they're very upset with the Speaker and with Adam Schiff because how the Speaker handled this. She jumped too soon. She was not fair in the process. And she changed the message every single week. Now, with Adam Schiff, they're very frustrated because they watched that there was all that he was lied to actually take it from judiciary. He said he had a whistleblower. He didn't even tell the Democratic members that he had met with that whistleblower before. It was the fruit of the poisonous tree from the very beginning. He started it. He failed from the very beginning based upon his own lies. And they see it. So now it's his internal civil war that members are going to lose their seat, possibly lose the majority over this. And then you're watching what's happening in the Democratic Party, the other civil war. They are so openly going against Bernie, with Pelosi first holding the papers. So here we are at the going to be the Iowa caucus. I'll be there tomorrow. Bernie has not been able to campaign. Biden has not been able to put it away. So now they're even changing the rules to let other people on stage to run against Bernie. You watch what Pelosi said yesterday, warning people not to vote for Bernie. They did it to him 4 years ago. They're going to try to do it to him again.
Now, did you notice how what he did is he pulled in the whistleblower, pulled in what the Dems were doing in Congress. He hit all those same things that Lindsey Graham was hitting. And then he went in and hit the Iowa stuff with some other folks have been hitting. I'm telling you, this is the best I've ever seen him do. Mm-hmm. I hate the way the Democrats, you're not acquitted if you didn't have a fair trial. They all said the exact same thing. They've nuanced it enough where they're hitting it from different angles and they're rounding off the edges to it.
Yeah, I see it as just saving face. A quick local note. Mm. Jack Campbell called me off air, said that his friend Donna is missing her German Shepherd. The German Shepherd is named Sabin, very friendly, went missing this morning, last seen in Forest Hills this morning. So if
you have a color description,
It's just a kind of a purebred German Shepherd, pretty standard look.
So you have a dog chewing on your leg, you know, right. That's it.
But they say he's very friendly, named Sabin. Last seen in Forest Hills. If folks call Donna, if you find him, 549-5778, 549-5778. I'll leave this up here for Greg as the afternoon wears on. But again, look out for a German Shepherd, kind of in the Dalrymple Forest Hills area, named Sabin.
Let me tell you something I do when I hear things like this is I will make a point to kind of just drive through. Because the more eyes you have on potential target, the better off it is. And a dog that's real domesticated like that, you know, you probably can say the dog's name. The dog goes, "You know me? I'm thrilled. Somebody knows me here." So try to drive through the Forest Hills, Delrida area and see if you see anything. Kevin McCarthy ganging up on the burn.
Make a really good point. Actually, we're going to be speaking with Steve Bannon coming up, former chief strategist for the White House. And he says Bloomberg is somebody to watch with all of that money. They are changing the rules so that maybe Michael Bloomberg can be on that debate stage. But Hillary Clinton has trashed Bernie Sanders over and over again. She just said last week, nobody likes him. He's hard to work with. Why are they colluding against Bernie Sanders?
For the same reason they did it last time. Remember, 4 years ago, the head of the Democratic Party had to resign, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the night before the convention because the emails came forward about them cheating. Now you're finding they didn't change those rules when Tom Steyer got in. Tom Steyer had to go spend millions of dollars to get local people to give him money. But they're doing that for Bloomberg. And what they're planning on, because Biden has done so poorly, after Super Tuesday, they think Bernie could be out of money and their Bloomberg could buy an election. He paid them more than $110 million in the last election to buy the House. They're trying to do it again. But I don't think the people who are supporting Bernie will allow them to do this to him another time. Yes. They first held up the papers, which that's a lot of people in the House are very upset with that on the Democrats with Nancy Pelosi, said they had to rush this through before, right after Christmas. And then now she held the papers to give an advantage to Biden. And now it hasn't worked.
Bernie's got $30 million in the bank right now. And that's including all his buys are done in Iowa. And his buys are done in New Hampshire. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to add on, particularly with a victory. I'm not sure Bernie's going to run out of money. Also, a big win tonight.
Yeah.
Bernie will be getting a pot full of money. Pot full of money. He's got this kind of neat thing. He's got people that are working for him. And they're sending stuff out to solicit for funds. And when I say work for him, I'm talking about volunteering. So he's got a big volunteer force that are college students in Iowa and I believe in New Hampshire. And what he's doing is getting them to network. And he basically gives a push button order. They go send out stuff and then millions come in because you know somebody that's saying, he's the guy, it's exciting here, and they're telling you stuff. So I think a victory tonight, he's going to do this blast out there to his base, but he's going to get these new folks to go hit it, and I think that he's going to ring the bell. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at wowway.com.
Wow. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country. And we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. And we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Closing arguments are underway in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff.
Donald Trump has betrayed his oath to protect and defend the Constitution. But it's not too late for us to honor ours, to wield our power to defend our democracy.
The Republican-controlled Senate appears on track to acquit the president on Wednesday. There are now 11 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., but federal officials say they believe that number will grow.
We expect to see more cases of person-to-person spread among close contacts.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That virus is blamed for more than 360 deaths in China, the epicenter of the outbreak. More than 17,000 people are being treated for the virus. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend, Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dan, Joey. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you doing today, big guy?
All right. Just a little ragged. It's just too hard to explain. Just got a lot going on. Mother in the hospital. My sister broke her arm. Just one thing after another.
Your sister's had some serious stuff going on there.
Yeah, you know, she broke her arm at a self-defense class. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, she fell over backwards. I think she was getting a little bit too into it and was letting the hurt out, if you know what I mean. Just kind of was too aggressive for her.
Yeah, overdid
for her age. Yeah. But anyway, I had something interesting happen to me this morning. My wife had to get a procedure on her neck, which required her to fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted me to get her some donut holes before we went there. That way she could have something to eat as soon as she got out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went by a new establishment over here in Prattville and trying out their drive-thru. I've never been there before. And so they had a 10-pack and a 24-pack of donut hole. So finally the girl asked me if she could help me, and I go, yeah, could I get two dozen donut holes, please? And she says, well, they come in a 10-pack or a 24-pack. What do you want?
Miss that math class, huh?
man, I just wanted to cry. I mean, I'm just going to say, I mean, I'm just thinking, how could somebody not know that the two dozen are 24? So anyway, it's just sad.
She wasn't putting a thinking cap on.
Yeah, no kidding. I tell you what, if you really want to blow their mind, round an amount up with some change that's different from what their little cash register says, and it just blows their mind. They can't figure out how much change you're supposed to get. try it out just to see how many of them you can blow their mind. The reason I called is, I don't know if you are, but I'm kind of enjoying Bernie Sanders running. I don't think there's any danger. I mean, he's a dangerous person, but I don't think there's any danger that he can get elected in the United States. That's just a fantasy of his. But I think he serves a useful purpose in that he can put on display for the whole world to see how corrupt Democrats really are. And they're going to have to show that corruption to keep him from being their candidate. They're going to have to negate him some way or another, and it's probably going to be by means that are not quite legal.
Well, okay. Well, let's take that. So, are you saying so they do a political assassination of him somehow?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're going to take him out somehow. There's no way that there is no way the Democrats are going to let him be their presidential candidate. No way.
I don't disagree with that, but don't you think the Bernie Sanders people are going to go crazy?
They don't care. They don't care. As a matter of fact, I mean, you look at the people that are affiliated with Bernie Sanders, Antifa, all these communist groups. Nobody likes them anyway. They're probably going to get their knocked upside their head.
Well, but if you really do his voters in, they are not going to show up at the polls for a Democrat, which is a full election for Donald Trump syndrome.
Well, they're just going to have to find enough dead people to compensate, but they're not going to let Bernie Sanders be their candidate.
See, I think
they don't care if they ail.
Yeah. Okay. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to save the party by not having Bernie as the figurehead. But what it's going to do is to go into alienate such a large group of people. I think that will cost them the election.
Yeah, and that's what I'm enjoying.
I agree with you. Me too.
Yeah, this is fun stuff for me. I don't think Donald Trump could ask for a better scenario.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders will be, I mean, it will be devastating to them. Devastating, and particularly in states like Florida. That right there could be the difference of, you know, 2 percentage points.
Yeah, but I just don't get the heartland. People in Iowa are seriously going to make him their choice. I mean,
well, let me tell you something. Having been there, that's a kind of a misnomer. Let's say you have 150,000 people vote, and you have Bernie Sanders in a remarkable victory. Comes up with 30%. So that means that you have a total of 45,000 people, 45,000 out of the entire state that like Bernie Sanders. That is nothing when it gets down to the general election. That's why Donald Trump will win Iowa big time. I think their numbers are going to be way off from what they think they're going to be, and the numbers among the ultra-progressive is going to be way off. If they have a combined vote of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren of 75,000, I'm going to be shocked.
So are you saying this caucus deal that they have in selecting candidates is not very representative of what the public wants?
It's not representative of a general election result at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about what happens there is that what they're doing is you're within a party mechanism, and you're getting 30% out of 150,000 votes. So that's 45,000 people that you went over and spent the night with and bought them lunch and piled around with them. They came out and supported you. When you look at the big picture of things, that's not really a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But I don't understand why they don't have a primary system like other states.
Because they want it like that. They want real high engagement, but basically a low turnout. I'll give you an example. The turnout in the Alabama primary will be at 1 million people, and Iowa is basically one third of Alabama. So we have 1 million. They'll turn out. They may be lucky if they're right at, 150,000. They could get 170. That would be a high number for them in the Democrat Party.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, a Democrat ought to feel mighty insignificant there, that's for sure.
Well, and let me tell you something. There's nothing that I've seen that doesn't say that Donald Trump is going to win Iowa and win it big.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right, but I don't see how anybody that has their own best self-interest at heart could vote for anybody else. I mean, he's, in spite of all the interference from the Democrat Party, he's done amazing things. I really can't believe it. I can't believe it myself.
So you're saying you're not a secret Mike Bloomberg supporter?
No. I could see Donald Trump tearing into him. I guarantee you the first thing he would say is bring up about him banning large sodas. He won't even let you have a soda. He's going to tear him a new one.
He is. But, and let me tell you, the two of them on stage, if we were to see that, Donald Trump would be so imposing compared to Michael Bloomberg.
He's kind of tiny, isn't he?
He is. I mean, I've met the guy, but I've never seen, when he's in a cocktail party kind of environment and he's walking around a room, that's very different than being on a stage where you've got somebody that you're toe-in-toe with and they're standing, 15, 20 feet. They're going to try to separate those two podiums as far as they possibly can.
Yeah, opportunity to go to Washington D.C. and during that opportunity we got to meet with Senator Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
And and of course they do a publicity photo with the senator that they give you later on, mail to you.
Right.
And a friend of mine, he's a little short in stature, and he was standing up here next to Senator Shelby, and you know how tall he is.
Yes.
And when he got the picture, the way they framed the shot, it looked like he was sitting in Senator Shelby's lap.
We won't go there.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't make sport of him.
Yeah. Rich, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful day.
You too, friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get 2 dozen donuts? All we have is a 10 and a 24-pack. Kevin McCarthy and the whistleblower again. Listen, how we're same issue, attack from a different approach, rounding off the edges.
When you were in the House doing the impeachment initially, you had 18 witnesses. You didn't see all 18 transcripts. No. Congressman John Ratcliffe was with us a couple of weeks ago. Here's what he said. Listen to this. I've got to get your reaction.
The House managers kept putting up charts talking about the 17 witnesses, but there were 18. The 18th was the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson. He was the second witness interviewed on October 4th. I was there. It's the one transcript out of 18 that hasn't been released. It's 179 pages. Transcript, and you can bet that if that transcript was helpful to Adam Schiff and the Democrats and harmful to President Trump, everyone would have seen it by now.
You haven't seen it?
No. John Ratcliffe is 100% right. Out of all of them, why isn't that one released? Because it dealt with the whistleblower.
Would we have found out in there that Adam Schiff met with the whistleblower beforehand? Would we found out that he was a fact witness and shouldn't be in charge? Remember, this all started with the inspector general and the whistleblower, and Adam Schiff saying that the administration wouldn't let the whistleblower to come forward. It was Adam Schiff showing that he would be a con artist and do whatever he can to take control of impeachment and lie whatever he needed to do. But I think if that ever came forward, and it could come forward, all Adam Schiff would have to do is call the Intel Committee in, vote, and release that paperwork. But he never would. And he didn't leak it to the New York Times, too. So that's a good sign that you knew it was supportive of the president.
But Senator Burr can do that. I think he will bring him in and replicate what the IG said in the House. And that will be huge. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans have it together, and I absolutely agree with this.
Oh, he didn't leak that one. All the things were leaked. We know that. Okay, real quick, what is the reception you're getting from people? You've had an incredible record-smashing fundraising period here. Is that why you think donors are throwing money at you and the Republicans?
Look, they're throwing them at basis upon the direction of this country going forward. What have these Democrats done? Just nothing but impeachment. They want a majority party that's going to put America first, not blame America first. And what you're finding, I'm down here, yes, there is a Super Bowl going on, but there's two congressional seats that we lost down here that would give us the majority back. They're seeing that we have the best recruiting we've had ever. The record for the most women ever running was 143 Republicans. We're over 195, 175 veterans. We've got an ability. You look at Wesley Hunt down in Houston. We're going to take back the majority, and that's why you're seeing the support that we're getting.
So that means you're going to be the next speaker.
That's very well true, and we're going to have somebody that will work with this president to put this country first instead of just blame this president and try to investigate everyone.
Before I go to a break, let me kind of tell you how it works. Kevin McCarthy, you heard him, he is in Iowa, or he's going to be in Iowa. He was down in Florida at the Super Bowl. What he does is he raises money, he puts it in his back, and then he takes his back money and goes and gives it to targeted congressional members in addition to the RNCC, the Republican National Congressional Committee money. So then those people are beholden to Kevin, so then he becomes the Speaker of the House. He has done a brilliant job in talking to some of our congressional friends. He has really got it right. Now, Paul Ryan was good at it, but he did not get the political implication at it. He got the fundraising part of it, and he would go tap his finance people, particularly taxation type people. Kevin McCarthy is doing it much closer to the Democrat model than to the Republican model, because the Republican, with the exception of Boehner did do a very good job raising money. But I'm telling you, that is going to be the difference of the election in Congress. Kevin McCarthy is going to go in and help them win, to help them take back the House. Why? Because then he will be the Speaker of the House. The Dan Moore Show, final segment coming up right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
On FM, on on your smartphone and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trump and Sean Hannity mixing it up at Mar-a-Lago. Did you see his commercial? You didn't see his commercial because you didn't see the first part of the game.
I picked up the commercial. I watched it online. Very good. Very Alice Johnson, I believe her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible very good.
Commercial.
And who is he going after? I mean, think about that. You're going to spend all that money on a Super Bowl ad, and you're going after the African-American vote? That spoke volumes to me. And I think that what it is, really, people went, well, he's doing something. What are they doing? Could you imagine him running against Kamala Harris? Man. And the lily white Bernie Sanders, that, I mean, this is so out of his wheelhouse. He is going to, I've never seen anybody as uncomfortable around folks as Bernie Sanders.
And also, if Biden falls apart, where does black support go?
I don't think it goes anywhere. I think what they do is they don't, Buttigieg doesn't do it. Bernie gets a marginal amount. Elizabeth Warren probably closer. Klobuchar would be better, but she's, I mean, she may surprise some people and kind of move up in the polls here, but.
And Bloomberg's got his issues there with the stop and frisk policies that he's apologized for now, but he still wants to take everybody's guns.
Well, let me tell you what, African-Americans not being able to have a big gulp, that's not their deal.
That's just an American thing.
Really? Okay, let's do Sean Hannity, number one, on Trump talking to Sean about impeachment.
Obvious question. Impeachment, third time in history. Acquittal, pretty much now a formality. Been through a lot. The reaction to all of it?
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won, and I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job. To be honest with you, I think it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, Russia, as you say, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense. But it was a very unfair, and mostly it was unfair to my family. I mean, my family suffered because of all of this, and many other families suffered also. It was a very, very, it's a very serious thing. It should never happen to another president.
So unfair, and I agree. Now, and Sean Hannity is going to be talking about the Dems here. Listen in.
275 days from now, I guess the ultimate jury, the American people go to the polls. My question is this a campaign issue for you? Do you let it go? Do you see a path that you could work with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats?
Well, I'd like to, but it's pretty hard when you think about it because it's been such, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the level. They don't care about fairness. They don't care about lying. You look at the lies. You look at the reports that were done that were so false. The level of hypocrisy. So I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win. In the meantime, I really believe this administration, me and this administration, we've done more than any administration in the history of our country. We've rebuilt our military. We've cut taxes at the highest amount ever in the history of our country. I mean, you see what's going on. There's a revolution going on in this country. I mean, a positive revolution. So African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, we have the best numbers we've ever had. African-American, the poverty numbers are now reversed, and they're the best that they've ever had. So I don't know how anybody could possibly beat me with that vote. So we'll see how it does.
Okay, now we need to get to the lightning round. This is classic great stuff. Now, listen very carefully. Sean Hannity's going to mention a name, then he's going to give his opinion of this.
I'm just going to throw out a name, whatever comes to your mind.
Okay.
We'll start with Joe Biden.
I just think of Sleepy. I just watch him. He's Sleepy, Sleepy Joe.
Hunter Biden.
Where's Hunter? Where's he? He made millions of dollars. He went from having no job, no income. He had nothing. As you know, he had a very sad experience in the military. He has nothing. To making millions and millions of dollars a year, not just from Ukraine, from China and from other countries. How can you do this? This is crooked as hell. What they did is very dishonest.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful. I don't think necessarily. Well, whatever. But you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Elizabeth Warren.
At least he's true to what he believes. That's one thing. Because you mentioned now Elizabeth Warren. She's not true to it. I call her a fairy tale. Because everything's a fairy tale. That's how Pocahontas got started. Everything's a fairy tale. This woman can't tell the truth.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think it's little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You could be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
I guess if they want one, I have to negotiate boxes.
That's very interesting. Cory Booker and all these people couldn't get any of the things that Bloomberg's getting now. I think it's very unfair for the Democrats, but I would love to run against Bloomberg. I would love it.
Hillary.
I think of emails. I think of the email scandal. How she got away with that is a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace.
Pelosi.
I think she's a very confused, very nervous woman. I don't think she wanted to do this. I think she really knew what was going to happen, and it's her worst nightmares happened. I don't think she's going to be there too long either. I think that the radical left, and she's sort of radical left too, by the way, but I think the radical left is going to take over.
Priceless. Absolutely priceless. We need to save that clip, buddy.
Yeah.
That is like whenever we're in a kind of a low mood, we got to put that on.
What do you think of Michael Bloomberg?
Little.
It's okay to be short, but he wants a box. Why can't everybody get a box? For him to go after something so petty is perfect. Because it's again, Trump does this brilliantly. He creates some symbol that sticks in your head. Oh, this guy's short, and he's so entitled, he gets to have a little platform. Now, they all do this, but it gets Bloomberg's campaign arguing about, we didn't ask for a box.
Well, and what he does, I'm standing on my record. Well, yeah. I'm telling you, now you stand on a box, you're in trouble. You're a big, fat liar. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Really good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. We're going to save that. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dad, the great. He's next. Adios.